Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your
house to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
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 Tune into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways once again on this evening. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle, and I hope all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that are able to tune in on tonight. I want you just to get comfortable, get close to your radio dial, and just allow me to bring the Word of God across these airways on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I am just so delighted to be able to come into your workspace. Come into your living room area and then be able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you that are able to tune in on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm just going to come across kind of cool, calm, and collective on tonight, or at least as the God lead me to do so. And so we're going to right now break and go into our prayer. We always have prayer at the beginning of our program. And so we're going to designate this time to acknowledge the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and recognize God on tonight. For God has been good to us, saints and friends and constituents and you that are out there listening around the world. God kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. God breathed the life into our nostrils. And God commanded us to stand attention. And here we are to be testimony of that fact. Hallelujah. So we have a whole lot to praise God for on this evening. Hallelujah. So like I said, without any further ado, we're going to go into our prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity again around this spectrum, God. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. But we know that you have lying in reserve, a lying in wait, God. A mansion that you have created, and you are the architect. Hallelujah. And the building is not built by the mortal man. But you are its architect, God. And you are the creator. And God, until you crack those clouds, one historic day, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. Now I'm asking you on tonight, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom, words of encouragement to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say in unity, amen and amen. And I just thank you once again for tuning in on tonight. I was going to take a breather, but, you know, I said, well, God, I said, I feel like bringing a little word across the airway on this evening, I said, and so, you know, there may be always going to be someone out there that need a rhema word, you know. I don't care how much of the word that one hears. God always have somebody that's out there that need a rhema word from God. And so I decided that I would come on tonight with a little word from the Lord and hope and pray that it lifts your spirit and enlighten your heart on tonight. And so I'll be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go right now on into our scheduled program. Hallelujah. In our sermon on tonight entitled Our Changing World. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. Our Changing World. And our key scriptures out of the law of Malachi 3:6. And it reads like this. I am the Lord. I do not change. And that's found in the law of Malachi 3:6. Hallelujah. Change is one thing that we can be sure of in this life. Our relationship changes as we move to new places. And we experience illness and ultimate face death. And we know that even the cells in our bodies are always in the process of change. When our cells wear out, most are replaced by new ones. This is especially noticeable with our skin. We shed and regrow outer skin cells about every 27 days. And yes, change is the one certainty in our world. By faith, we know that Jesus Christ, we can have a relationship with the unchanging God, who says of himself in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I do not change. We can depend on God to be the same forever. As the psalmist say, Psalms 102:27. Then Hebrews 13:8 adds, this assuring testimony. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is our firm foundation who can give us confidence and security in this changing world. We creates, caught up in the swirling tides of time, can rest our souls on the everlasting arms which will never let us go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. For we know that shifts to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joy grow dim, its glories passed away. Change and decay and all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. We know that the face life changes is a look to the unchanging God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that moral decay and lawlessness in Jerusalem had caused the unbelieving world to mock God's people. We find out that the leaders of the people who were responsible for the maintenance of holiness and righteousness living had failed. They had perverted the law and unjustly used their position to gain personal wealth. And we find that going on in our churches even as today, in today's world. The unrighteous prophet changed God's warning to gain popularity and the people's approval. We find out that the priest had desecrated the house of God by living immoral lives, by permitting ungodly practice to occur in the temple. The poor were being oppressed. No one was listening to God. And the righteous had become unfaithful and refused to listen to God. So God reminded them that he had destroyed other nations for the same kind of sins. We know that although people fail to listen and fail to obey and receive correction, we know that God's unchanging character is wholeness and truth. And because of his holiness, he would destroy Jerusalem. Yet God's love and faithfulness toward his people never cease. Therefore, he promised to redeem a remnant in his holy city. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. A community of people who would serve him will once consent. That's verse 9. We know that all of God's people can now rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. He has defeated our enemy. He has forgiven our sins. He has restored unto us joy. We are no longer under bondage. We rejoice with Zion in God's promise. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. That's in verse 17. And so our prayer on tonight is thank you, O God, for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Day after day, we experience your love and your kindness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, Lord, that you showed us, and your grace that is greater than all our sins, God. Teach us to be faithful and delight ourselves in knowing that you give us your faithfulness and your love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And we'll be taking our second key scripture. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, God. Out of the law of Isaiah 6 and 8. And it reads like this. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? That's found in the law of Isaiah 6 and 8. And we know that the people do not seem to be interested in the gospel message that I bring. Sometimes the adversary tempts me to disencourage in the face of seeming lack of success. But one man added, I take courage. I press on anew as I remember that God does not hold me responsible for success, but for faithfulness. Hallelujah. The prophet Isaiah also may have been tempted to give up his difficult assignment. The Lord told him that the result of his effort would be that the people would hear but not understand, and see but not perceive. In the law of Isaiah 6 and 9, their hearts would be dull. Their ears would be heavy and their eyes shut. Verse 10. So put yourself in the shoes of Isaiah or the missionary. I'd like to ask you that are listening out there on tonight. Would you have pressed on or given up? Is faithfulness enough? Or do you think your work must be recognized as success before you feel satisfied in serving the Lord? the prophet and the missionary, did what God asked them to do. They preached God's word, and they trusted his purpose. And you too can be a faithful servant. So I would encourage you to do your best and leave the results in the hands of the Lord. Oh, let us be faithful to Jesus. The faith we confess, let's renew. And ask him this question each morning, Lord. What will you have me to do? We know that the world crowns success, but God crowns faithfulness. God said in his word, he said, if you be faithful over a few things, you ain't got to be faithful over a lot of things. You don't have to be faithful over many things. You don't have to be faithful over just a multitude of things. But God said, if you be faithful over a few things, hallelujah, Jesus declared his word. He said, I will make you ruler over many. So all we have to do, saints of God and friends and you alike and constituents and kingship family, all you got to do is be committed and be faithful over a few things. You'll be surprised what God has lying in wait for the faithful few. God is looking for, you know, like the army says, he's looking for a few good men. God is looking for the same thing. God is looking for a few good men, a few good women that will work in his vineyard, that will be diligently, that will be faithful unto the cause. Hallelujah, faithful unto the word of God. God is looking for a few good men on this evening, a few good women on this evening. And so you that are out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight, that you might be looking for a job in God's vineyard, all you have to do is make your request known. That's what God says, is make your request known. So all you have to do is just say, Lord, this is what I'd like to do for you. And just bring it across to the Lord. Because, you know, God has a listening ear. And he always listening to his children. And we are his children. We are the sheep of his pasture. And so, I just want to encourage you tonight to keep on keeping on. Keep on holding up the bloodstained banner for our Lord. Because as I first stated, is that God payout? Woo, my Lord, is out of this world. I tell you, God's payout is gold. And I mean, I'm not talking about counterfeit gold. But I'm talking about the real deal. It's no gold in the jewelry, into the jewelry store that can compare to the gold that God has lying in wait for his children, for his disciples. For we are God's disciples. And we are God's sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. And so I just want you to just stay committed. Stay committed to your assignment that God has given you. Don't let a demon in hell, don't let a demon out around hell turn you around. Because guess what? You come too far to turn around. Honey, you come, it's too far in the game to turn around. You don't want to go back in the devil's playground. You over here where it's safety. You in the safety net of Jesus Christ. That's where you want to stay. Because I would not gamble my life back over into the world to see what's out there. When you have been saved, God has saved you. God had rescued you. God has taken you out of darkness and brought you over to the marvelous light. I would keep my hands in God's hands. And I would just keep on with the assignment that God has charged you with. Each one of us is charged with an assignment. And when we stand before that great judgment seat of God, one day, God is going to open up those 66 books. And God is going to ask us. I don't know how many words that God will ask us. But I'm assuming that God will ask us, you know, did you do what I asked you to do? Was you a good and faithful servant? Or were you a disobedient child? And what God will say to you, depart from me, because your work was of iniquity. Those are the most heart-wrenching words that one could ever encounter on hearing. So I would just suggest to you on tonight, keep your hand in God's hand. No matter what, no matter what come our way, keep your hand in God's hand. Because there's no other, there's just no other safety net like God's safety net. God is almighty. God rules this whole world. He has man in place of running it, or governing it. I'll say that, governing it. But God run this show. And whenever God get ready to move in place, you can rest assured that he will do so. But you just do as God commanded you to do, and God will bless you. There's nothing that God won't do. You ask God in prayer. Come to God in truthfulness. God said in his word, those who come to me must come to me in spirit and in truth. So if you go to God in spirit and in truthfulness, God will no wise cast you out. God will listen to your humble prayer and your humble cry. God will listen. So I just want you to just stay encouraged. Be encouraged. Stay up. Hey, stay in the word of God. And I'll tell you, God will bless you. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petition, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been The Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. If you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the studio. Those numbers are 646-237-4, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-237-4, 877-598-8654. The lines are open for you to call in. God bless you. And until we come across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We'll allow this selection to bring our program to its closure. Till we meet again, bye for now. You be blessed.
lives in me. I wish that I had an incantation where I could say, abracadabra, and she'd get us. I said, Mama, and I got no answer. I said, Mama, don't leave me. And I got no answer. And I cried, but you know what God did? He took me to a place called there. And Bishop, in that place called there, he met me there.
Right.
He moved the pain.
Right.
He took the hurt out of the hurt.
Right.
He took the grief out of the grief. He began to wipe my tears away. Oh, I thought I was going to cry some more, but right then and there, I went to my place of fire, and he wiped it. Is there anybody in here that know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been?
He's going away.
Have you ever been to the Valley of Baca? Baca is a place of pain. Baca is a place of loneliness. Baca is a place of grief. But down in your family, a Baca, Jesus. Somebody give me a handkerchief. Give me a handkerchief. Give it to me quick. You know what he said he'd do?
Why?
Why? Why?